بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Began the discussion in the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wasi'u, the all-encompassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything, whether in His being, whether His attributes, His power, His rahmat, His mercy, encompasses every single thing that is shay, that is makhluq. Is all in the knowledge of Allah, in the rahmat of Allah, the ni'mas and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very vast. How encompassing is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? The last time we had mentioned, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Allah ta'ala said, my mercy encompasses all things. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's knowledge of His rahmat is restricted to Him. He knows how vast His knowledge is and how much insan can understand with his limited intelligence, with his limited reasoning, limited understanding also. How much he can understand the rahmat of Allah, that too is limited. So how much Allah Ta'ala can explain to insan also, for him to understand, that is limited to how much he's going to understand too. But according to his taqwa, his ruhani spirituality. In Quran Sharif also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. That when it comes to the kuffar, they have hearts, with which they cannot ponder. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ قُلُوبُ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, don't they travel out on the earth so that they may have hearts. يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, with which they can understand. So Allah Ta'ala links understanding, يفقهون, يعقلون, يعقلون from aql, to understand. يفقهون from فقاهت, fiqh, to understand. To understand, to comprehend, to use one's aql, intelligence, all is linked to the heart. Subhanallah, this we heard in class many a times, Mashaykh tell us also, that insan thinks with the heart. And Ajib, Subhanallah, recently we found an article also, where scientists have found that the heart has a mini brain. The heart has a mini brain. They have the terms that how they explain it. That within the heart is a brain in there also. There's a real markaz of all thoughts, iman, a'mal, everything comes from there. The brain that we usually speak about is just a receptor, it receives everything. But everything now goes through the heart. So when the heart now becomes, as we say, that our seniors, they have big minds because they got big hearts. The hearts are big, so they understand big things. Our ustaz used to tell us also that remember, when the big people speak, they understand. Baro ki baate baro samajhte hai. The big people talks, big people understand. And what happens sometimes, juniors feel, but we also understand. Whichever fraternity they may be in, they got now a degree, etc. Others says also, that person, doctor just qualified, and he got all A's, mashallah, and he walks into the hospital, and there's a young husband, young father, going for a triple bypass. Young wife is next to him. He's in his 30s. 6 children are there. He's gone pale in the face. Doctor passes him. He's got his medical journal in his hand. And doctor greets him. Say, Mr. So-and-so, yes. He says, okay, I'm doing your surgery. So he's a young doctor. And this person also is a young man, first time in theater. Doctor says, don't worry, my first operation. So already he's half dead. Doctor, your first, he said, don't worry, I got my medical journal, I got all A's in class. So I'm be operating on you. So he's doing open heart surgery, then he goes into theater, he calls the nurses, etc. He opens his journal there, he got his book stand, medical journal stand, he puts it there. So where are we starting from? So this is, imagine now, the young bride also make biryani like that. She says, right, you need some meat, you need the rice, Durban biryani, you need masoor, so I need 3 pots. One pot for the masoor, one for the ghost, for the meat, and one for the rice, another pot for the aloo also. And biryani, then she's trying to pinch her now, my mother, when she makes the biryani, then she just topples the pot, everything is in a whiz, it's all there. So maybe I'll try a new style, have 4 or 5 pots, husband thinks I'm very busy, it's a new recipe, and when it comes after I've cooked everything, then just mix everything together. So Benny, it doesn't work like that. There's an art of doing it. You need to do internship in the kitchen first of all. You have to be there. Hazrat says, mashallah, when the mother, she puts everything together, she knows when to put it together, then she puts a zafran after the saffron, very special saffron, put the foil on top, close the pot, put it into the oven. Then, mashallah, when the men come from Jumu'ah Salah and they just come into the driveway, they can get the fragrance already. SubhanAllah, today now is a real meal. It was worth the bayan, alhamdulillah. It was a nice long bayan. It was worth it. It built our appetite. In the same way, Hazrat says, this now, Neem Hakim Khatre Jan. He says, this is an unqualified doctor, we have fear of this person's life. But if he went, done internship by someone, somebody taught him how to do the operation, and he's got experience, now, baro ke baat hai, now he understands. But the young doctor now wants to come into a theater with his medical journal, ask the senior doctor, but why are you doing it that way? The journal says to you that way. He says, you just look on, don't worry. You just look on, we've been through this already. We know now all the hacks and the shortcuts. So, you know, experience. So when it comes to know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what is the rahmat is about, what extent it is, according to our ruhaniyat, our taqwa, our understanding, how much of amal, how much of ruhaniyat, spirituality we have, we can understand the rahmat of Allah. Or else insan, one of two things will happen. He'll have too much hope in Allah, then he'll begin to sin. Allah will forgive me. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Or he'll become too despondent. لا يعصم روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Only the kafirun, disbelievers, they lose hope, they become depressed. That now my life is over. Depression will set in. So either two things will happen. Therefore, Hazrat says that you got to keep the heat gauge in the center. The car also, we know the heat gauge has to be in the center. It goes into the red, I've got a problem. Goes into the cold also, some problem over here. Has to be in the center. Iman also, بين الرجاء والخوف, between fear and hope. Has to be in the center. Now it goes on the red, then we got a problem. Immediately phone the mechanic. SOS, save our souls. Oh, whichever company is linked to, sort the car out. Oh, it's only in the cold. Here also now we got a problem. But when it comes to Iman, if it's gone in the red, then Hazrat says also, the nafs has plenty of spiritual anesthetic ointment. Anesthetic. It'll just apply it on the heart. Don't worry, you're okay. You jannati already. You're going to make it. You got your points already. You already upgraded so many times in dunya. Allah will upgrade you to dunya. You'll make it. You'll just do it now. Do it. Naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. We'll do it. We'll make istighfar later. Don't worry about it. You're okay. So that ointment is not getting finished. It's not getting finished. It's just now. Till maut. It's not even worried now that my iman is gone in the red. Oh, the iman is gone cold also. But he still feels now that he has iman. Doing haram, looking at haram, consuming haram, and the hadith is going for hajj. And hadith sharif says he comes to Arafat and Baytullah and he lifts his hands and he's making dua to Allah, ya Rab, standing on the plains of Arafah. What a day in the year. Nine Zulhijjah. This is the climax of the entire Islamic year. From Rajab, dua is made for Ramadan, then Sha'ban, then Ramadan came, then last 10 nights. And then they, subhanAllah, what speed the ummah is running at that time. Quran tilawah, crying, dua, the Eid day will come, the months of Hajj have begun, the whole preparation, the whole ummah is with delegation of Rahman to Baytullah. Then he comes to Arafah, but he's already in the cold. His iman already is gone cold, business dealings are not right. But he's at Arafah, he's making dua, Allah will take him there. He also, ulama explain, that going for Hajj and Umrah every year doesn't mean you accepted. Many people say he got accepted. Every year he is going. How come we're crying so many years? We can't go. But he is there already. He's going Umrah and Umrah, Hajj after Hajj. So here, Masjid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to do the amal. Not necessary, Allah accepted it. Not necessary, he accepted. He can be right over there. Hazrat says also, subhanAllah, all the lessons Hazrat taught us. He'll be sitting there in Medina Munawwara, but he's seen the scores, what's happening in the world. Body is there physically, but spiritually he's not here. And how many a person is not there in Medina Munawwara, but in the records of Allah, he is there, the heart is there. He's crying to be there. He's in Durood Sharif Thursday night. He's linked to Medina Munawwara the whole week, subhanAllah. But this person is there. Physically, but spiritually and mentally, he's not there. The way the heart is, that counts. So for a person to understand the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that here a person lies in the cold, is in Arafah, is making dua. Hadith Sharif says he's crying to Allah, Ya Rab, O my Allah, O my Allah. But from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala side, akluhu, ta'amu haram, wa sharabu haram, wa libasu haram, that his clothing is haram, his eating, his food is haram, his drink is haram, فَأَنَّ لَهُ الْإِجَابَةِ Where will his dua get accepted? That he's there making dua. So many times the person feels that he's going for Umrah, going for Hajj, going in the path of Allah. And this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that definitely Allah will assist and help his deen. Allah will help the deen of Allah even with his sinner, open sinner. Allah will help his deen. This hadith, when I say Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah, who was the Amir at that time, Hijaz al-Muqaddas, what you call Saudi Arabia. Many times he was deported also, locked up in jail because of effort of da'wah and tabligh. Finally, Allah Ta'ala gave him Jannatul Baqi also. What a waliya of Allah. He won the Quran khatam every day. And many stories about him. So he would quote this hadith after doing so much of work in the ummah, tirelessly. Doing so much of work, he would quote this hadith and he would cry. That Allah will use, Allah will assist and help his deen with a sinner. He will cry and say, Allah, I don't know whether you're just using me, that I'm a fajir, open sinner, whether you're accepting me. So this fikr has to come. The reality is, we don't know whether our amala accepted or not. We don't know whether our amala accepted or not. This only happened in the rahmat of Allah. This only happened in the rahmat of Allah. We have no guarantee I'm accepted. This is, iman is between fear and hope, like how that gauge has to be in the center. We can't become overconfident and we can't lose hope also. That the ummah and what's happening in the ummah, that's why ulama say when it comes to batil and falsehood, all these reports that are coming through and falsehood and the news and the fake news, now there's more fake news than real news. Now you see that which media houses, who's invested in there, who's behind it, who's controlling it, which think tank, all these things right now. This also tells us too, that we read all the reports and we say, but they got their fingers in this, they got their fingers in that university and in that campus, and they got investments in there. Now everywhere they say, pull the investments out, pull the investments. You say, hey, but they're controlling everything. You say, see what's the effect of batil. What are you supposed to be saying about Allah? You're saying about the Jews, about the kuffar, hey, they're controlling. They're not controlling. Allah is allowing it. Allah is allowing it to happen, like how Allah is allowing us to do good amal. Allah is allowing them, it's all a test. It's all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing that we can do. Allah is allowing it to happen. How are we going to think, where are we going to attribute it to? This is iman. This is iman. That is why our ulama tell us that amitul batil bi tarki dhikrihi. That kill batil and falsehood. Kill falsehood by not speaking about it. Don't even speak about it. Now we make discussions and analyze the entire thing. Now they got a buffer zone. Now they got into this heights and that heights. Now they're controlling this. They say, what difference is it going to make to them? How much you are going to apply it? Nobody listened to your peanut gallery. That now, what a say you have. No. As I said, even your fantasy football that you got in your mind, they're going to choose your players. You can talk and you can fight. I'm sure they're going to choose that player and that player. They don't put him on the bench. They're not listening to you anyway. And if it happens like that also, what's in there for you? No reward for you, no sawab for you, nobody's pat you in the back. It just ends up in a fight after that. Friends now. So how much of layani and useless vanity, futile, our time is going in it. So the rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, to understand the rahmat of Allah, to the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to do amal, to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's all from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to understand this, just found on Manfuz of the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi. In fact, just to quote it won't be enough, you have to read it out. Such a deep Manfuz as it mentions, just to understand the Rahmat of Allah and how Allah deals with us. As it mentions also that you always need the mercy of Allah and His grace. We're talking about the Rahmat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala Al-Wasi'u, all encompassing. His Rahmat is all encompassing. Look at Hazrat's understanding of the Rahmat of Allah, the vastness of Allah's Qudrat. Allah Ta'ala's being also, how vast it is, and how Allah Ta'ala encompasses every single thing, that we all now within the control of Allah, within the rahmat of Allah. Hazrat says that we always need the mercy of Allah and grace. Whatever we receive is indeed His gift. Whatever we receive, whether it's a tawfiq to do amal. Remember now, when we speak about gift or receive something, we're only thinking mal, wealth, rozi, made it in life. This making it in life also success. What do you call success? The Qawm e Shu'aib, they thought success was to have plenty of businesses to do well. But Allah Ta'ala declared them unsuccessful. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam had pride over their very long lifespan. Allah said unsuccessful. Qawm e Aad and Thamud, very powerful. They sculptured their homes in the mountains. What power they had. Who can... Man ashaddu minna quwwa. They say, who's more powerful than us? Who's more powerful? Like how people of dunya are saying now. So we call the superpowers of the world. Allah Ta'ala showed the superpowers. Allah Ta'ala sent tayran ababil. Little birds, ababil, they came in flocks. Ababil, is that the name of the bird? Tayran means bird, ababil came in flocks. And what message Allah Pak had given them in their little beaks. There they thought now, who's greater than us in power, but then to Allah render them unsuccessful. One qawm, when it came to Namrud also, power, unsuccessful. Fir'aun, look at all these rivers of Egypt, running under me, tajri min tahti. Then to unsuccessful. And the Nabi of the time had no dunya by him. Besides Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala granted him, he made dua. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what poverty, but the most successful and the most beloved. So when you speak about success, the Hazrat says here also, whatever we receive is indeed the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, named as reward for deeds. The reward Allah Ta'ala has promised for amal, this is a gift from Allah. I might think now, I'm doing this, I'm getting the reward. It's a gift from Allah. You know what's a gift? Something given free of charge. You gave nothing, but you got something. So when it comes from Allah, jaza'an min rabbik, the jaza is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, your amal also, is that even worth being called an amal? I'm giving you a gift. Understand, Hazrat understands now the rahmat of Allah. However, our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch reward. Listen again, my dear brothers. Say, our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch a reward, but also the acknowledgement of those deeds as good deeds is itself a reward, as our deeds aren't even worthy of being called good deeds. Very deep. Hazrat says, that our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch a reward. My Maghrib Salah I performed. Yeah, as is mentioned to us also. The Maghrib Salah is not to perform the Salah. The Maghrib Salah is to connect to Allah. That I'm standing in Qawma, to stand before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Our standing is a habit. We do as a habit every day. We stand up. Now, to make that habit an adat and ibadat, now I make the niyat. I'm reading the Salah for Allah, to get Allah. Not just to perform the Salah. I made it takbir ula. But is my Allah happy with it? The maqsad is Allah. The purpose is Allah. The goal is Allah. Allah, are you happy with me right now, standing before you? And then Ruku Hadrat says it is to get closer to my Allah. And when they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and going to sajda is to be with Allah. Say, Allah, I'm with you now. Now, do I feel my Allah? Well, I just now finished Maghrib and I got it. I got my Maghrib Salah, takbir ula, safi awwal. And I got my sunnah day after, and I got the awabin also, Maghrib done. Now I zip, now Ya Allah, I am entitled to get a reward from you. That Ya Allah, I'm entitled. Says, no, you're not entitled to anything. You're all makhluq only. It's just my favor upon you that you're allowed to do these few actions for me. On that now I'll give you one gift. Like how beautifully an alim says, that a two-year-old child, mother gave the child a piece of paper and a pen or a crayon, and the child scribbles away. And comes, say, Papa Abba came home, come running. Well, see what I wrote. I was scribbling. Well, I said, oh, you wrote so well, mashallah. He hugs the child, put it next to my bed. Then he spoiled the child. He said, our amal is the scribbling. Allah said, mashallah, you tried a little bit. Allah, I'll give you. What Allah gives, what Allah Pak will give, we can't even imagine. Our deeds carry no weight to be entitled to fetch any reward, but also Allah Ta'ala acknowledging these deeds as good deeds. Achha, what you did is a good deed. Your Maghrib Salah was a good deed. Your Nafil you read was a... Allah acknowledges that you did it. Allah acknowledges. Allah is Shakur. What is Shakur? Allah is appreciative. Allah appreciates. My banda tried it. But then to also, tawfiq came from where? From Allah, from His rahmat. that you in the rahmat of Allah, He allowed you to come to the masjid. On this point also, Allah allowed me to come to the masjid, therefore come in a manner that is pleasing to Allah. This ayalan is made over and over again. Come to the masjid, don't block anybody. Don't give taklif to anyone. Allah allowed you to come, you don't own the parking lot. You don't own the parking spot also. That car also is the rahmat of Allah upon you. And Allah allowing you space a little bit away is the rahmat of Allah. Don't think it to be I'm entitled to. Why I can park where I want to. And give taklif to other people. Then understand now what gift you're going to get from Allah. There's no gift now. It's cancelled off. It's withdrawn. So Allah Ta'ala acknowledging that the deed that you did is a good deed, is itself a reward. That's a reward itself that Allah acknowledged. Just 3 rakats that you did up and down, mashallah. You tried to do something, I acknowledge it. I appreciate it that you tried to do it. Itself a reward, as our deeds aren't even worthy of being called good deeds, but it's through His grace and mercy that Allah Ta'ala transformed them into good deeds. Some ulama have interpreted, made tafsir of the following ayat. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ And those people, يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ Allah Ta'ala changes سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ the evil deeds into good deeds. Some ulama say, the sayyi'at actually to the high-ranking awliya and buzruks, they say that our good deeds to them are actually evil deeds. Our good deeds actually not good deeds. But the whole ummah at large also, here according to this tafsir of Quran Sharif, that our good deeds in reality are not even good deeds also. Because you don't even know how to make wuzu properly, how to ghusl also. Ghusl, you might think my ghusl is very good. But you know, our ghusl means what now? How much water we're using? That we're going to make tawbah for in the first place, ya Allah. And then to another according to sunnah, standing up. Nabi Ali salatu salam would sit down and have ghusl. Now we all are standing, clear glass in the bathroom. Sahaba ikram used to seclude, isolate themselves completely where nobody can see them. Now the bathrooms have changed. Now in fact the bathroom bedroom has become 2-in-1. Person are sitting on the bed, you can see who's on the pan also. So, Shaitan is living in the bedroom. As before, it should be completely outside. Now it's inside the room. Now it's part of the bedroom. And just now the new fashion, the new style. So we can imagine now what our good deeds have come to. Whether it's going to the Baitul Khala to relieve ourselves, whether it's taking a ghusl, a shari'i, a sunnat ghusl, then our wuzu, etc., the amount of water we use, and then our salah, how we're performing it. Here, Hazrat teaches us also, we haven't even learned yet how to stand in salah properly. How to put our feet straight, facing the Qibla, 4 fingers apart. How to stand correctly, we're still trying to get that right. How to stand properly before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How to tie our hands. How many of us still weakness in tying their hands according to Sunnah? To tie it properly, right? Making a ring with our little finger and the thumb around the wrist. Then the remaining 3 fingers are stretched out on the forearm. Now how many of us, Hazrat says that the hand is completely other way around. We're just gripping the wrist with the entire hand. And for years, Salah has been performed like that. For years. But when it comes to buckling up in the plane, the airstrip will come, you buckled up. Yes, I'm buckled up. That you done properly. I'm buckled up properly. Keys it, and it's turbulence, and I put it a little tighter. I read him a kalema also. Ya Allah, must make it through properly. Here, so much turbulence in Salah, so many stray thoughts, besides Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, because you're not buckled up properly. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, buckle up properly, make it tight to your hand. And the left hand also, tuck it inside, mustn't be hanging. Tuck it inside. The whole exercise of Salah is to keep you alert. Is to keep you alert. Everything is done against the norm. But as we mentioned before, when you go to the gym, there the trainer will say, right now you must breathe in. How you breathe in also? Now you must breathe out. No, is that right still? And how you practice it? You practice it, must do it like this. This stretching, that stretching. Otherwise you won't get the results. You won't get the results. You also owe salah. But then too, we can see the results. Allah is giving gifts. Allah is just giving it. So that we can call it salah or not. So here Hazrat mentions also, that فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَحَسَنَاتِ That those people, Allah Ta'ala changes their evil deeds into good deeds. Now we can understand from this our salah. How we're performing our salah. How we're giving our zakat. Ramadan will come. Zakat. They say, Ni'ma al-Amir ala babi al-Faqir. How excellent the rich man at the door of the poor man. Bi'sal faqir ala babil amir. And how despicable and how sad the state of the poor man at the door of the rich man, he has to come and collect from you. But I supposed to go to him and keep his izzat, his honor, and take care of him. But now, like one Saadi was told me, he said, Maulana, we're very busy. We've got no time to go look for the poor people. They want them to come and collect. They want them to come and collect. And I say, your local imam sahab, you're a trustee of the masjid, I'm sure in your rentals you got escalation every year. I say, yeah, definitely. Imam, you got any escalation in his? He said, no, free money we don't give. The free money we don't give. Imam, don't ask, we don't give free money. It's public money, this. So we don't give for free. If he wants, he must come and ask. I said, no, you can't run the imam sahab at masjid like that now. He said, no, we're businessmen. We are businessmen. So what will be zakat also? The zakat, the amal will take place, but there's no ruh, there's no jan in it. What is the jan of the amal? Like Qurbani Hazrat says also. Qurbani, when he's now sending it overseas. The ruh of Qurbani is to go and do it with my own hands and to get mixed to the blood. Zakat is to take it, whatever, to the best of my ability, to go and look for the person, finally find somebody, find out what parashani, difficulty that widow is going through. Oh, that person is crippled, paralyzed, handicapped. Now to go to him and to and you're not doing him a favor, you're doing myself a favor. The reward is going to be for me. Then the ruh and the jan will come into that amal. As I said, it will just become, before we sign off on check. There's no more checks now. Just do an EFT. So there's no ruh in the amal anymore. Just do the EFT. So they say, make nikah like that also. Make the nikah online. They say, Assalamu alaikum. You sit there, I'll sit here. They say, nothing will happen. No sparks will fly. He says, you have to meet 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then you see the jan. Then you see the heat. Then you see the amal come into existence. And mashallah, 9 months later, you see the barakat of it. Now you got two ruh and two people came together. As I said, garam sohbat. And then you see the barakat of it. So every amal has to be done in the correct manner. Then Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, and a great mercy is that our deeds are limited. Maghrib Salah, we can't do more than 3 rakats first. Even you want to read, Fajr Salah, 2 Fars, Zuhur, Asr, we have, everything is limited. Hajj also, only once a year. You know, go every month, you can't do every month Hajj. Zakat on appear every month, only once a year is Fars. Roza want to have Ramzan every month. No, you can't. So Hazrat, see, look at the rahmat of Allah, that encompasses everything. A great mercy is that our deeds are limited and the reward is unlimited. The reward is unlimited. You go Laylatul Qadr, how many years? More than 80 years, like you want Amal for 80 years. Unlimited. That to now is just for our understanding. Otherwise, be غير حساب. إِنَّمَا يُوفَ الصَّابِرُونَ Allah says when it comes to those that have patience upon the obedience of Allah, they are patient from committing sin and guna, they hold themselves back. Allah says their reward will be غير حساب. Can't tell you how much. Just on the sabr they're going to make. So the amal are limited and the reward is unlimited. Then as the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, I've stated that is a reward for the name. The reward that you got is not for the amal you did, is for the name of the amal that you performed, salah. And for salah, Allah says this is the reward. So you did. So what you did right now wasn't gymming, it was salah actually. Otherwise you go up and down like that in the gym also. But there's no reward for that. Oh, you're doing... Now people are so dieting or intermittent, 12 hours or 18 hours, whatever it is now. Intermittent fasting. So there's no reward for that. But now, person made a niyat, so it becomes roza. So just because he changed the intention, he got the title fast. Soam, Allah say, oh, for that reward. So it clicked, soam. What is the quality of it? Whether he really was a fast, whether he controlled his eyes, his tongue, his mind, his thoughts, his speech, was it really? He kept roza. So let's give him something for that. How we have in examinations now, I don't know about the schools of before, in madrasa sometimes also, which are the student comes now, we give him part marks. What do you give him? Part marks, half mark. Give him half mark, now he's out of 50, so effectively it's 1 mark. So he got an A. But if he made it by 50, he got like 35 or something. Out of 50, but now you double it, a few part marks are here and there. And we were in Darul Uloom, to the extent the ustaz was so, what do you say, merciful upon us, that they know the kitab is a difficult kitab, so they would write there that for neatness and ruling off, 10 marks will be stipulated. They to write neatly, so those stars, now you don't give him a headache, that he can read what you wrote. Otherwise, you're going to write like one, you're going to say like one doctor now. Doctors write, and the pharmacists, they understand what he wrote there. That you mustn't understand. We know between us what's happening. So he wrote like that now. Ustaz says, can't understand what he wrote over here. So 10 marks for neatness and ruling off. So for that now, so Allah Pak, I'll give you part marks. Because you read Salah, so and that part marks, subhanAllah, how much is that part marks we're getting? Imagine now we get full marks. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they got full marks, what they enjoyed in the muhabbat of Allah, the Sahabi started now harassed during the night, and two of them were taking guard. One Sahabi told the other Sahabi, you take a rest, I'll stand in Salah, I'll guard the mountain pass. Started, Kafir saw him, solitary person, fired an arrow into his back, continued his Quran tilawat. Second arrow, third arrow. He finished the namaz. They were almost fainting, he woke up his sati. He says, you're bleeding. He said, I started Surah Al-Kahf, I didn't want to stop it. Finished it now, see what happened to my back. Now, what enjoyment they got in that. What enjoyment they got in arrows coming into their bodies, but I won't give up my namaz. I won't give up my salah. Taraweeh time, we see our namaz habit. Allah forgive us. Taraweeh time. Then when we join the rakat, when he goes into ruku. Now at that time, we just quickly join the rakat. So Allah Ta'ala gives reward just for, it's a reward for the name, not a return for the deed. The reward you're getting is not the reward for the amal, because really, it's called salah what you're doing, it's not jimming. It's not some exercise, okay, it's salah. You made takbirah tahreema. Now thereafter what happened when the mind was gone, how far it went, yet was the Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, Hassan Ahmadi, rahimahullah, say, he says that Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that the whole four rakat salah, your little brain in four rakat of salah, where it didn't travel to. Not even in 80 days, but in four rakats, travel the whole world. And you didn't even realize also where and where you went to. Then Hazrat gives the example that even that cough that you have forgotten, that you had, now you cough in namaz to check now, all my chest, now it's clear. That eczema that you had behind the ear, you forgot, in salah you remember. That parcel of money where you couldn't remember, now it clicks in namaz. Happened that time, only in salah time. Then to the Shaykh al-Islam says, when you finish your namaz, then you realize, ya Allah, where my mind went to? He says, just at that time, astaghfirullah. Allah says, you got full marks. At least you came to your senses now. It is now you came. Now at least you thought about me, that you were performing namaz. Otherwise you were gone. Your mind wasn't there at all. You didn't even remember rakat, the imam sahib is. You read the shahud now and you're ready to stand up. You say, assalamu alaikum. You're already second qaeda. I can't remember the first qaeda. This is the last qaeda already. Salam is taking place. I didn't even recite Durood Ibrahim yet. The mind was gone completely. And now you realize you came to your senses. Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat. Now you woke up. At least now you woke up. I'll give you some marks, a little bit, some reward. So this is what we're getting now. What do you say? The crumbs. The crumbs also so enjoyable. So Hazrat says that I've stated that it's a reward for the name of the deed, not a return for the deed. The evidence for this is in the Quran Sharif, جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ أَعْطَاءً حِسَابًا. This is a jaza, this is a reward, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A gift is a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعْطَاءً حِسَابًا. Such a generous gift that will be accounted for also. So Mufassirin say like the contradiction. First Allah says a reward, and then such a gift is accountability. How come? It's a gift, well, a gift is no accountability. So how is that going to happen? So that now Allah says, you get the reward for what you have done, the outer action. The hisab will be taken for your sincerity. How sincere were you? What you did it for? For who did you do it? Sincerity. Allah, I did it only for you. Even though I forgot also. But I came to the masjid, ya Allah, to do it for you. Not only salah, my dear brothers. One very, very, very important amal. Among different amal, ibadat. Is it only salah? We're speaking about salah specifically, but to open it up more, even nikah is an ibadat. Even nikah too is an ibadat. Among the 10 ibadat, ulama Ghazali has enumerated, he said one is salah, Quran tilawat, dhikrullah, hajj, fasting, and also agriculture, business, all these fall under ibadat. And nikah. So all these ibadat, once is done with the correct intention, like how salah, as you mentioned, can be just jimming, or it can become an ibadat. Adat becoming ibadat. Person is now dieting, or he's not eating for the day so many hours, it can just be now he's dieting, or he become fasting. So all is in nikah also. Nikah is not just two people coming together. Because now, we like one another, so we'll get together now. It's also a great ibadat. So all these are ibadat. Business also. What is it? Just to earn a livelihood. It's an ibadat that I'm going to do. It can be just a name only, business. Now, no reward for it. I'm just business. But now make the niyat. This adat of mine every day going to work, ya Allah, I'm making it an ibadat. Now touch all the sunnahs to it. Understand how to do my business correctly. Now for that I'm getting reward. That too, that part marks, the part reward. Subhanallah, sometimes we can't even count the figures. Ya Allah, how much you giving on just part marks? Imagine I do it properly, business properly according to usul, sharia, and all the guidelines, etc. Then see the barakat of it. The barakat of it is now, as Hazrat says also, that salah now, that salah that cannot allow you to perform salah on time in the masjid, how will that business doesn't allow you to leave to go for salah, upon which Allah has promised jannat, how will that business buy you a jannat? When it can't allow you to go for salah, it can't allow you to go for 3 days, can't allow you to go for i'tikaf, can't allow you to go for umrah, can't allow you to go for majlis, how will it buy you a jannat then? And that hasn't, that's not ibadat. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum business was very different. Their Hazrat says, their business was taking place in the masjid. Yeah, decisions were made, just go pick up from there. Said it was. Yeah, decision was made of Rosie. Because, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَأَنَسَلُكَ رِزْقَةً. Allah says, command your family with salah, make ta'lim at home. Command them with salah, give them targheeb, encourage them. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and you also perform salah. Look at the tartib of Quran, sequence. Allah Pak doesn't say that you must perform first, then you can tell him. Allah says, you tell them first, meaning you have your ta'lim, command them. And then you also perform salah. By you commanding them, this is why I want very, very strong amal. For any amal to come into our life, whatever you want to come into your life, speak about it. If my Fajr salah is weak, then our Kabir taught us, give da'wat of that amal 25 times a day. Fajr is weak, by how's the Fajr namaz? Allah give us tawfiq. You know the reward for Fajr namaz. You know the reward for Fajr. Repeat it 25 times a day. Doing that, Allah sees the talab and the shauq and desire in your heart for the amal. Allah says, give him tawfiq. Allow him to wake up. This is the greatest way how to get any amal in our life. And maybe we learned it from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Kuffar learned it from us. Kuffar learned it from us and they drink it. And how it works also, how they're giving that da'wah. Every week we're speaking about it. When it comes to the smartphone, that making us not so smart also, how it controls. It now picks up what you're browsing all the time and accordingly, you know what it does? Sends adverts to you. It just did now one search for whatever it may be. And now you see pop-ups everywhere. Oh, it knows what I'm looking for. And now when I go into the same app, Instagram, the same thing is coming up. The doubt has been given. And not 50, not 25 times you're looking at it, or she's looking at it, 50 times, 100 times. If I don't get this, already so many people have it, how come I'm left behind? For salah, I don't feel like that. I'm getting left behind. How come he's making it? And I'm not making it. So they're given the da'wat. As we mentioned now, the masturat are looking. They finally, husband comes home, we can see the mood is not right. She says, but Muhsin and Muhsina, they're going to Maldives. Imran and Imrana are gone over there. Why are we sitting here? Husband says, I have to work. Now, Abir, I also start working. I have my own money. And then I'll loan you, I'll pay for the holiday, you pay me later. Because they're gone, what we're sitting here? And now they send you links whole day, and you get a de-link from the masjid. Now the da'wat has been given. You don't understand. This adverts is all da'wats. You want anything to become alive in the ummah, give the da'wats. And you see, they're having nikah like this, so you got to have it like that. Nabi Ali Salatu is such a strong da'wat. Have a nikah like this. Can't have it. Always easy but difficult. What's difficult become easy. Why? Wrong da'wat. When you give the wrong da'wat to was a wrong thing, there was a difficult becomes easy also. And when you give the right da'wat, wrong da'wat you're giving also, what's easy becomes difficult, what's difficult becomes easy, upside down. So we have to counter it. We have to give the right da'wat. Children will speak also, they're getting influenced. Why we not doing it? Why we can't go here? Why? It's all why? There's no fun, life is boring. Indirectly we're saying Sharia is incomplete, there's no fun in Sharia. Why Allah Pak didn't make this halal? This should be nice, we could have done this also. Where we got this concept from? Not from the Sunnah, not from Quran. We living for Quran, Hadith, Sharia, for Allah. We belong to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But, what do you say? But, a little bit, be flexible. And many people like that alim is flexible. The Marana, mashallah, talks to the ladies also. He's very, mashallah, he's down to earth. You know, you can meet him, you can greet him. The rest of it. That's the type of alim you must get. But, it's not Sharia, it's not deen. It's not Sharia. Hazrat tells us also. One is the food becomes spoiled. Imagine if the salt becomes spoiled. What will happen then? He says the salt of the ummah, the ulama. If the ulama becomes spoiled, what will happen to the ummah? Therefore, you have to see your own istah, etc. So coming back to this, my dear brothers. So this is the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala is giving us is only from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to get the amal into our lives, the biggest amal is to give the da'wah, to speak about it. Brothers, now they're feeling difficult, Fajr Salah, very difficult, come wake up, give the da'wah, speak about it, 25 times at least in a day. Meet anybody, how's the Fajr Namaz? Make dua. Just make dua also is a big sunnah. When Nabi Ali Salatu Salam will tell Sahaba Ikram, it was Umar bin Khattab, you're going for Umrah, oh my dear brother, don't forget in your du'as. Ya Ukhayya. Said Umar, Ya Ukhayya, oh my little brothers. Umar says this title was so beloved to me, Nabi of Allah called me my little brother. He called me, they don't forget me in your du'as. So this also make du'a, let Allah give us tawfiq, give our children tawfiq. So this da'wah all the time, we're speaking about it, this thing will come into the life like how you find now in December, where the masturat are speaking, the ladies are speaking, the children are speaking, where we're going, what we're doing, where we're going. Now, to us it's farz, we have to take them on. We don't take them somewhere, something is going to happen. Allah protect us, and keep our haya and sharam. Families are going everywhere, whatever it may be. But understand the right things. Here, Hazrat says also, one is now we're doing certain things. Right or wrong. If it's wrong, he says, come to terms with it and say, it is not right. It is not right, and we make tawbah for it. On that, Allah Ta'ala will make you his beloved. They say, no, nothing wrong with it. We can twist it this way, that way, and make it right. Which we know is not right. Is that a concept of Sharia and Deen? How to take a break, when to take a break, whether I'm entitled, how, what to do. Sahaba Ikram would have breaks also. They all had orchards. In the summer times, you go to Quba now, Allah Pak, take all of us, inshallah. You see orchards over there. And they would build an arish, what do you call a carpots. They would build it now, a date palm. So it's very cool. On a blazing hot day, you walk into those orchards of theirs where there's kajur trees, you don't feel the heat whatsoever. And so you have fresh water running there, fresh kajur. And the children were free to play over there. Women were free also. They didn't need parda there because a lot of trees over there. And they would take out the summer months over there. In that way, they would have their break. Now from there, where the brothers understand now, buy one plot outside Durban somewhere, get something there, our own, alhamdulillah. It's a more pure environment, cleaner environment, etc., etc. That we make mashwara accordingly. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So here also going out, they don't forget. Shouldn't be that I'm going out and I leave all my deen behind. Left the kurta behind, children's kurtas left behind, topis left behind, burqa, parda left behind, everything left behind. Forgot even the water can for istinja also, that we left behind. Even the water body to make wuzu also, that we left behind. Everything. We're going for a holiday. Hazrat says holiday, TK's day. Holiday of a believer is change of ibadat. For the man, it's so simple and so beautifully our Ghafir teaches. So beautifully these concepts also. You see, for the man that's working the entire year, okay, this is the time, dunya system, everybody is closing up, says no problem. Make niyat ya Allah, change of ibadat. Whole year I was working, alhamdulillah, had zakat to give, sadaqah over there, madrasa, masjid, family. Best sadaqah is a dirham spent on the family, on the needs of the family. Then now Hazrat to tell us in Darul Uloom, see you are going home now in Ramadan. Is that a holiday? Is a change of ibadat? What's the change of ibadat? Here it was ta'alim and ta'allum. You were learning, teaching, doing takrar, mutala, studying kitabs, Quran, hadith, tafsir, fiqh. He says, now you're going home. Obviously, now you don't want to open Quran Sharif the whole day, tafsir the whole day, fiqh the whole day. Now change of ibadat. What's the change of ibadat? You're going home to make khidmat of your parents. So that staying at home also is ibadat. You're sleeping also, you're getting rewarded for it because your niyat is, ya Allah, get strength to wake up, when I wake up, to make khidmat of my parents. But the businessman, the professional, is taking a break, ya Allah, change of ibadat. Make the khidmat of the family now. Now I'll make the breakfast, I'll take care of the children. Oh, liya alhamdulillah, she took care of everything. Ya Allah, now I will do my part. Make her free a little bit. Give her a little bit of comfort, a little bit of relaxation. No problem. But together with that, very important, Hazrat says, we're going on a holiday, book somewhere near the masjid, where you can hear the azan. Najd is such an exotic place, that far from the masjid also. Okay, we have to go somewhere like that. Then to Hazrat says, have they already a namaz timetable? Zohar azan this time, Asar azan this time, Jamaat this time, otherwise you know what happens. You know what happens, what time we read namaz? When we finish it, oh, after we finish braai, all the meat, and then we'll have our braai. Then what time is Isha namaz? After that. What time? 11:59. Just before midnight. And that to 2 and 3. Inna atiyana qul huwallah. Tired now. No. Have the namaz time. Please have your namaz time. Family is there now. Now we can make zikr together. We're not saying bara tasbih. The 1000 tasbihat. 10 times. 2 minutes ta'aleem. This became. Then the children, this they'll realize as they grow up, this was our holiday. We had time with Papa, with Abba. Now he was a free man, no rushing, no cell phone. Alhamdulillah. Now we could read some ta'lim together. We played some games together. We did some things together. Namaz was on time also. Then I used to give the azan. In 3-4 sons, we had turns to give azan. Now we didn't know. We learned. We came for i'tikaf. We taught the brothers how to give the azan correctly, how to give the iqamah correctly. So that to be learned now while you are on safar. Then they say also, we went on safar with Abba, not on holiday. On safar, we learned so many things. Now he could see our eating habits. He corrected us how we're eating, how we're sitting, whether we read Bismillah. And check ourselves also. How many brothers we find still learning how to eat with 3 fingers? Eat with 3 fingers. We're all eating with 5 fingers with the last 3 fingers. Not this 3 fingers over here. So teach them, how's your eating? Eating habits. You read your dua better. Tore your shoes, sat on the floor. Now without. So all these things, our emergency kit. Now we got the alarm system on everything, but I have carried my Quran Sharif with me, carry my Munajat with me, the green kitab, the ladies are to read every night. So I got one there. I got my charger, everything is there. Power bank is there. What about my power bank of my Quran Tilawat and my kitabs? All that too I keep with me. Water I need to make wuzu, taharat, towel, all these things here, we take with us also. And then kurta, carry the kurta. Okay, sometimes the children are playing, but carry your kurta. Namaz time you have to wear your kurta. So carry one day. Nappy bags, everybody is carrying. So carry children's little bit kurta in there also. Namaz time they must wear the kurta perform salah. Not with the cap going wrong way. As I say, the cap is going that way, even the sunglasses go that way. Are you looking at the brother, but he's looking at me, or which way he's looking? He parked on the right, wrong side of the road. Now you're not sure whether you're going the right side or the wrong side. They're all tipsy, upside down. Where he's supposed to wear the glasses, but it's on the cap. So all of that, reading namaz with the cap. Ya Allah. This way we can understand now whether my salah is entitled to a reward. Allah says, Allah, I give you reward for that little bit. He read namaz, so give you some crumbs. That too, so much Allah Pak is giving, subhanAllah. So on that, this is a change of ibadat. That we're going in the path of Allah, make it a deeni safar also, carry these things, our namaz time, our sharam, our haya, our girls, our wives, where we take them, how we take them, what we expose them to, we are the men. And as we mentioned before also, we open one door. We are qawwamun, we are the guardians over our masturat. We are the guardians over women. We guard their chastity. We guard their taqwa. We guard their modesty. We guard their respect. We are the qawwamun, not them over us. We protect them. So what we expose them to. And here, ulama say, once you open one avenue for the masturat, which you're not supposed to open, there's no limit to it. Whether it's dressing, you open it up, there's no limit. Whether it's eating and drinking, no limit. You're not going to end this at one cup of coffee. Now you need to buy the most expensive coffee in the world. Where are we going to get that from? We have to upload that one now. But there's no limit. Whether it comes to dressing, whether it comes to shoes also, now there's no place in the shoe cabinet in our bedroom. Use the children's one now. let's go on to that, the overflow. So there's no limits. We have to put the limits over there. So we have to know our limitations. So we're going on holiday. Make it a dini experience. Our safar du'as also. We have to know it first of all as fathers. So we have to learn about du'as. Now they read after us. Now all this the children will learn. That's why Mawlana Yaqub Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi Saharanpuri, will say Nizamuddin, he will say that ek aurat bani, puri nasal bani. Ek aurat bigri, puri nasal bigri. Very deep, profound words. He say one woman is made of taqwa, generations will be made of taqwa. One woman is spoiled, generations are spoiled. Ask a young girl, whose mother got her married, not leaving her still, phoning her every day, what you're doing, what he's saying, what he's doing. Spoiled a girl's life, generations got spoiled. Mother's house got spoiled also, daughter's house got spoiled also, generations got spoiled. Mother never taught her sunnats, how to dress, when she was a baby, take out the left hand first, then the right hand, put on the right leg first, then the left leg. Read a dua before you remove your clothing. Bismillah, sunnah dua. Once you read Bismillah before undressing, Allah Ta'ala puts a parda between you and shaitan. Otherwise, open target to shaitan. Then wasabis will start, whispering will start, jadu will start, because you're not covering your hair in the toilet. Not reciting dua before toilet. Not reciting Bismillah before undressing. So there's no parda now. So destruction will take place. So one mother taught the children all the sunnats. This came down generations. One woman got spoiled. Spoiled little girl got into a half dresses, no pants, open hands, take her to the park. She will send it to her daughter. Tell the husband, we have to take them out. They're getting stuck at home. Have to take them. Generations got spoiled. That became the temperament in families thereafter. One woman. And who takes the woman to change the husband? With piyar, muhabbat, understanding, the da'wah has to be given. We have to counter it. We have to counter this da'wah of batil that is coming within our homes on the cell phone that is influencing them. Influences, the greatest influencer is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We haven't allowed him space in our life. That's when we have ta'aleem, ulama says, it is as if when you're saying that Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Now you're quoting the exact words more or less. They say, it is as if right now you're sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's speaking to you right now. That's the effect of it. That's why we have to listen to it every day. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. We'll just read a few lines for other kitab, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're discussing from this kitab evil glances, a love of his, the harms and the cures. Yeah, we mentioned to the brothers also. We don't realize our children also are becoming of age. And they also have to control their eyes and glances. But if you know they're still kids, he's only 15. What he knows? So I tell the brothers, when you're 15, you didn't know anything. No, Monisa, I knew everything at that time. I said, so what do you think? He doesn't know anything. He said, no, I was very sharp. I knew everything. 15, I was streetwise. I said, he's phone-wise. He's exposed more than what you are exposed to. They know it already. So don't think now he doesn't have lust and passion. Your little daughter also. Don't think that she doesn't know anything. But no, they're safe. They're okay. Nothing to worry about. No. They write to us. They explain to us. Very difficult. We can't control our eyes. We can't control our passions. And now the whole filth in the world right now, the filth, we know the amount of, we don't like to see it, but the amount of filth, whether it's brother and sister too, doesn't matter. Whether it's uncle, whether it's auntie, doesn't matter who it is nowadays. It's like free for all. Hedonism, Quran speaks about it. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen that person who has taken his lust and passions and desires as his God? What you call hedonism, person begins to worship his desires. Whether it be fashion, whether it be cooking, becomes a god in a person's life. Why can't we do it? They're doing it, why can't we do it? Whether it comes to a person's carnal desires also. That becomes a focal point of the everyday existence. Life, we don't divert it, we don't keep it in check. I say, no, everything is fine, I'm taking them here, they don't understand anything, they understand everything. I understood everything. From the time I was 11, 12, I knew everything already. Kids know it already. They might. And we know, our ustaz will tell us, that the people that will behave the best in front of you are your students and your children, like angels, yeah. Papa, daddy. But behind the scenes, timer, bali, topi. So what's all these terms? My father. But mashallah, from the father. But we know, we're using the same terms also behind the scenes. But when he came in front, mashallah, the farishta, my son. And we hear it also. The mother will say, my son, never, maru poiro, can never be my son. But you don't know him. You don't know him, he's got a double life. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we become chokanna, we become. Nothing wrong with being more cautious, my dear brothers. But just to become lax, just give them money, hey, go do what you want. Go do what you want, go do what you want. No. They must understand the value of things. The value of being a child, the value of being a parent, the value of what Allah Pak has given us. These are all gifts from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So controlling their passions, their eyes also. Taking them to venues now and places where they're not supposed to be. Youngsters say to me, go to the takeaway, go to the restaurant, we're sitting there. With our parents, but the eyes is somewhere else. We're looking at that table over there. We're looking at the menu on that table. And you see that girl who's sitting there all gloomy, can't smile, what's the problem? She don't want to be with us. Her mind is somewhere else, the boy also, he's edgy now, when are you going to finish it well? Get out of the space right now. Then you know something is happening, whether it's a vaping, whether it's some other thing who's getting onto the cell phone. Otherwise, when there's muhabbat and love, then I want to be with my parents. Spend time with them, make their khidmat. Now, boy is 18, mother's still making his khidmat. Can't find where his socks are. Can't find where the shoes are. Irresponsible at 18, 17. Whereas by, Hazrat said, by that age already, he's a baligh boy already. He should be a man. He should be waiting for his father, making khidmat of his parents. The girl also. But the parents are still slogging behind them. Still slogging behind them. So something is not right in our system. So Hazrat mentions over here, when it comes to evil glances, when it comes to evil glances and how detrimental it is. As I say, my first Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that if you light a fire by a green tree, the tree is fresh, not dried, you light a fire by a green tree, its leaves will be scorched, it will burn, then it is very difficult for the tree to become green again. Whole year, mashallah, we were green. Came majlis, went for 3 days, we did our gush, our salah on time, alhamdulillah. Now, the fire is on in December right now. And whether you can't go or you want to, don't want to go, but the heat is on. Everybody is doing something, everybody is going right now. So burn a fire, light a fire by a green tree, the leaves will be scorched, will burn. Then it's very difficult for the tree to become green again. Very difficult, it's burnt already. Perhaps if you apply fertilizer for a year and water it thoroughly, then only will it recover. Similarly, the illumination, the nur created by dhikr, worship, ibadat, and the company of the pious and ahlullah is effaced and destroyed by an evil glance. The green tree can just become completely scorched. The taqwa can just, nur can just disappear, just like that. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The interior of a person is destroyed. It takes a lot of time to replace the sweetness of iman and the nur of zikr to come back into the heart. It's very difficult to remove the darkness created by evil glances. Now we know in the aeroplane also, even if your screen is off, then too is looking there. Oh yes, looking that side. That's why we say carry Quran Sharif, carry some kitab. And Hazrat Talmi says for the youngsters and for us also, said the easiest and the passive way of Islam and Reformation is read the biographies of the pious. It will inspire you. Today, alhamdulillah, I had a chance to go to Talimuddin. What did they see on the website? They got all the kitabs there. Of all our kabir, and in simple, good English, and not thick volume, 100 pages, 150 pages. They got kitabs on Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Sheikh ul Hind, Sheikh ul Islam that fought the war for us in the first line against the British. Let the watchers read these incidents and stories and see how inspired they become. Ya Allah. So these men, in recent times, the Talmi said, this will change the heart of the youngsters. But they're reading everything else. Just to conclude, as it says, to replace will be very difficult. After much repentance, lamenting, and protecting the gaze, can the heart be once again enriched by the sweetness of iman. The reason we cannot leave sinning is that we are not using our courage. It was impossible. If it was impossible to leave sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not command us. And Allah ta'ala will not tell us, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ بَاطِنَةً. that leave the external and internal. Allah said, leave the internal and external sins. What does it mean? You can do it. The command is there till Qiyamah. Is that impossible? You can do it. You got to pluck up the courage. The doubt has to be given. We're going on safar. Make muzakara with the children of the family. Protect our eyes, our hearts, our tongue. Carry our tasbihat. Carry our miswak. These are all weapons against shaitan. Allah Ta'ala give us the to make amal, inshallah. One more point before I forget also. Beautiful point we learned from our Kabir. Going on safar also. How do I make my safar a dini safar? Such a simple thing they teach us. How to make my entire holiday fi sabirillah. They do a simple thing. Carry hadiyas with you. Some bottle of ether or some bottle of honey if you can be local somewhere with the intention that I'll meet some ulama. Or I'll meet the local imam. Or I'll meet some jamaats. So I'm carrying the hadiyah because to visit ulama is also ibadat. So inshallah I'll meet somewhere, I'll have an extra bottle of ether. So I'm carrying hadiyah to give some pious person. So already the entire safar now becomes a dini safar. He's going to meet ulama. He's going to go to the masjid. Or he'll meet some jamaat somewhere. I'll give them a bottle of honey. They can have in the morning with their breakfast. You got the reward of the entire 40 days. You go for holiday, they in the path of Allah, you got the full reward. The simple thing like this now. Just carry some tasbih in your pocket or in your bag, extra tasbihat, some bottle of ether or some honey or something like this. Now with the intention for some alim, some pious person, jamaat, already your entire holiday becomes ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa naqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. O Kareem Rahim Allah, grant us taqwa, grant us iman, O Mahillah. Protect our iman, protect our amal, protect our eyes, protect our hearts, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, give us sufi to make tawbah, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, only you can protect us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, keep our hearts, Ya Allah, with ta'aluk with you 24 hours of the day, O Mahillah. 7 days a week, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us those that dive into the oceans of your muhabbat and your love, O Mahillah. Enjoy ourselves in your ibadat, O Mahillah. Keep the ummah safe, O Mahillah. Save us from extravagance, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah, guide the ummah, have rahmat upon the ummah, O Mahillah. Clothe the ummah, help the mujahideen in every corner of the world. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us in your pleasure, O Mahillah. Save us from your displeasure, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, protect our families, protect our iman, our amal, our taqwa, our masajid, our makatib, our businesses. Ya Allah, our car, save us from accidents, O Mahillah. Save us from sudden death, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep the ummah with afiyat, with taqwa, O Kareem Rahim Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.